AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the Senate floor, California Democrat Alex Padilla recounted what happened to him last week. He was forcefully removed from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's news conference and handcuffed by officers as he tried to speak up about immigration raids. Padilla tearfully said he was forced to the ground and put flat on his chest.
And as I was handcuffed and marched down a hallway, repeatedly asking, "Why am I being detained?" Not once did they tell me why.
Republicans have been saying Padilla was acting aggressively. He wanted to know more about immigration raids in Los Angeles.
Throughout this country's history, we've had conflict, we've had tumult, but we've never had a tyrant as a commander in chief.
Padilla says this is about every single American who values their constitutional rights. New York City comptroller and Democratic mayoral candidate Brad Lander was arrested at a federal building in Manhattan after he linked arms with a person authorities were attempting to detain. Lander had spent the morning observing immigration court hearings. On social media, President Trump urged Iran to surrender unconditionally and said the U.S. knows where Iran's supreme leader is hiding, but doesn't want him killed for now. The AP's Matt Lee reports the president is meeting with top advisors.
People expect that there will be a decision made to go in one of two ways. One would be the diplomatic way, but Trump has already signaled on his way back from Canada last night that he thinks the time for diplomacy is done.
Iranian authorities insist everything is under control and no guidance has been issued, even as witnesses in Tehran say sirens blare every few hours and people rush for shelter amid ongoing Israeli strikes. This is AP News. Disgraced former Senator Bob Menendez is in custody at a federal prison in Pennsylvania.
To begin serving an 11-year sentence for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. The New Jersey Democrat has been mocked for crimes as Gold Bar Bob, according to his own lawyer. The 71-year-old Menendez maintains his innocence. Last week, a federal appeals court rejected his last-ditch effort to remain free on bail while he fights to get his bribery conviction overturned. Menendez also seemingly appealing to President Trump for a pardon, posting on X, then deleting, that prosecutors were politically motivated and praising Trump for rising above the lawfare. I'm Julie Walker.
Mount Lutobi Laki-Laki volcano in south-central Indonesia erupted, spewing towering columns of hot ash into the air. There were no casualties reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.